This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How can we make your day more special, more wonderful, more memorable? I'm Doug Steffen, and I present to you Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen working on important things like whether or not the yoga pants that you're wearing are going to contribute to the end of the world as we know it. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is a study that has been published in a consortium that comes out of Key Largo, Florida, that suggests that the clothing that you use when you put on your tighty whities, what do they call those things? When you yoga pants? Are they just called yoga pants?
Just yoga pants. Tighty whities are underwear for men.
Oh, okay.
Better not attractive. Like, ever, at all.
Shall we take from that that Lewis wears boxers and not briefs?
He wears boxer briefs.
Boxer? Huh? What's a boxer brief?
They're tighter boxers.
Oh, Kara, how do you know?
I feel like everyone since Marky Mark did that Calvin Klein ad in the 90s has worn boxer briefs.
I don't.
What do you wear, boxers?
Yeah.
Tighty whities, obviously.
No, I don't wear tighty whities. Tighty whities are too tight. I need
Well, boxer briefs have, like,
They're like bicycle shorts.
What
they're like.
They sort of look like that.
Are they lycra?
They're cotton, but there's some stretch in them.
Yeah, I think they just have tighter legs, and sometimes they're a little bit...
Listen to Kara. Well, how is it that you know so much about these things?
I've dated
the
people.
Because
she's probably never seen a guy wear anything.
Wait a minute. You've dated people and you've seen them in their underwear?
Shocking.
No. Does your father know this?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Yes, and amazingly,
your father knows that you've seen men in their underwear?
Yes, and amazingly, he hasn't had to give me permission to do so.
Oh.
Isn't that insane?
Wow.
God.
Man, it's a good thing
what
I'm not your father.
What happened to the world?
It's going to hell. Man, young women like you looking at men in their boxers or
and
briefs.
And can you believe this, too? I swam on a swim team for a long time, and I saw men in bathing suits and Speedos as well.
No. The world really is going to hell then. Oof. Okay, well, anyway, back to the main focus of this research. There has been, you'd be happy to know your tax dollars are at work here, folks. This is a 2-year study of microscopic plastic particles that are in comfortable clothing, i.e. yoga pants. The project is a lot of volunteers that have gone up and down the coast to clean up things, and what they find in the debris are lots of things that have microfibers, the shreds of plastic that are part of the yoga pants. And then there are other things like these microbeads that to wash your skin. And yeah, they are bad because you can't do it. You can't get rid of them.
A lot of companies, a lot of responsible cosmetic companies have stopped making products with microbeads in them.
Yeah, who would be an example of that? Who's the most responsible of all these companies?
I don't know who the most is. But there are a lot of companies, like Juice Beauty is one of the companies that refuses to use microbeads anymore. Clarins is another company that I use. They use... like coconut shells, because you need microbeads in exfoliating stuff. So that's why they came about. But they're so bad for the environment. They get into the fish don't digest them, and then we eat the fish, so we're digesting them. It's awful.
Ooh,
it's really bad.
So yoga pants, fleece jackets, athletic wear made from synthetic materials that actually shred these plastic fibers, microfibers, when they are washed. They break down, and wastewater systems flush the microbes into the natural waterways, and that goes out to the sea, and There you have it. That's it. Whether it's nylon or polyester. I thought polyester was done. Yeah, still, people used to make fun of me when I wore polyester suits and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought they were long gone.
Those are pretty much done.
They are.
Well, they went out with WKRP.
Really?
I guess there's some sort of form of polyester that's in the yoga pants, right?
Right. That's where the microbeads come from, sort of. So the consensus seems to be that we need to improve the technology in washing machines and wastewater treatment plants in order to try to filter out the fibers. So look for new regulations, if you will, or new promotions from people who are making washing machines. Maybe give Samsung a way to get back into the market. Look, we got these new washing machines, and they take care of all of these things that you don't want to have go into the Great Lakes or into New York Harbor or whatever waterway may be close to you down in Florida. I think that there's still a lot. This is kind of like global warming. What's the real story here? But it can't be good for this microfiber stuff to get into the ocean, and then the marine animals, as Victoria just suggested, are eating this stuff. Oysters, clams, lobsters, crabs, the bottom feeders,
the lawyers are being affected by this?
I mean, and then humans, because, I mean, I was reading a study, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and every human in America now, if you tested your blood for plastic, every human would have plastic in your blood. And that's not just because of environmental, like, osmosis.
It's because
we're eating it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're consuming plastics that are coming from the ocean.
See, for those of you who are reading novels, aren't you happy to know that we've got you covered? We're not reading novels. We're reading studies so that we can participate in the conversation here and so you'll know what's going on. That's why when Victoria and Lewis are cozying up on the couch every night, he's reading the sports magazines because that's what he does for a living. And Victoria's reading studies about microfibers.
Yes, so we're such an exciting couple.
Yes. Anyway, so this is a concern.
And the thing is, like, you can't even, they've talked about figuring out a way to filter some of the oceans. There's a patch of the Pacific Ocean, I think it's off of Northern California, that it's, when you look at it from satellite imagery, it's just a blanket of plastic.
Wow.
And it's too fine to even filter.
So here's another shot at California, my adopted part-time home and Jennifer's full-time home. If these people had any brains at all here and would put in desalinization plants, you could kill two birds with one stone. You can filter the water and filter all this crap out of the water that now gets back into the system. You could take all these things and make as part of the process filtering out the microfibers and stuff, and then also create a way for there to be enough water. Never mind the morons who don't even build collecting plants. We had more water in California this year than we've had for years and could basically offset the drought that's sure to come later this summer with collecting points. But do they have that? Nah. They're too stupid, or they're whatever they are, busy worrying about illegals and how they can protect them, spending taxpayer dollars for that. Jennifer's going to give you the update on the latest fiasco here in California with regard to an illegal who was deported not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, but five times.
Yeah.
And what he has done. That's coming up in a moment here, 15 after the hour on the DJB Experience.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down Yeti's face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, Doug, Jen, and Victoria here. So Jennifer has the story behind the story of this illegal immigrant who was deported 5 times and what he has been accused of. Is that a good English sentence?
This is an illegal who has now been charged with 5 felony counts, maybe one to match each deportation, right? 5 felony counts. He crashed into the back of a California woman's car. He killed her. And this was a woman who was coming home from church. Excuse me. The guy's been identified as Estuardo Alvarado. He's 45. He's from Mexico. He was allegedly drunk when he slammed into the back of Sandra Duran's car in Southern California. He left her dead at the scene of the accident from blunt force trauma. And took off. Federal authorities said he sped away from another car crash when he hit Duran's vehicle. He's now being charged with 5 felony counts, which include murder and gross vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated. He pleaded not guilty to all of the charges. He also, at this time, authorities revealed his history of criminal activity, which he had a huge rap sheet, and how he reentered the U.S. despite
five
being deported
five different times.
That's
so
right.
Trump called
20 felonies and misdemeanors, by the way.
Trump called the fiance yesterday and basically said, I'm sure there was a verbal optic here, if that's not an oxymoron, to tell this fellow, this is what we're trying to do. This is what we're trying to fix. This is the problem that we're trying to make go away. And it is a problem.
He called her fiance? The Mexican guy's fiance?
He called the fiance of the woman who was killed.
Right. Oh, okay. Oh, the male. Okay, yeah. Sorry. I assumed it was a female. Okay, sorry.
Sandra Duran.
Yeah. And so the story goes on. It's the same old stuff. And we have sanctuary cities in this state. I'm telling you.
Sanctuary cities. I don't know if you've heard in California, but SB 54 is moving through Sacramento quickly right now as a big hand in the face to Donald Trump. It makes it a sanctuary state. So it's
so
already
we can protect
passed.
These people.
That's
so
right. It's already passed the Senate.
Like
it's going to the Assembly. And California, you can bet, soon enough will be a sanctuary state.
Are we mad? Are we crazy here? What are we, nuts?
It's
How can
nuts.
You
and by the
possibly
way,
this think
ties
this is something
the hand,
that sells?
Ties the hand of law enforcement. They say it's easier and actually less costly to make sure that when these people come out of jail, they're turned over to their country of origin instead of released back on the streets. It's just unbelievable.
Well, they don't want them back. And who wants this guy? You think Mexico wants this guy back again?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, this is the kind of stuff that's going on. And the play here with the news media is for how can you possibly garner any sort of respect's not the right word, sympathy is probably the word, for this guy. This guy should be in jail for the rest of his life.
Yep.
He never should have been on the street. He's done stuff like this before. And yet over and over we hear stories like this, and what are we doing about it? We have states like California that are so poorly run. They can't figure out what to do with the water, as I just suggested, but they can figure out. And what is the motivation? What is there about this that motivates people to try to convince others that this is right? Even
that's something I struggle with, too. I don't understand, and I haven't looked into it, really, but I don't understand when people say, we need to protect all these illegals. Why?
Why?
And I know that I'm on the left, and, like, that's a weird thing for someone on the left to say,
no,
but it doesn't make any sense
brains.
To me. It's not logical.
No, there's nothing about it that makes any sense. 21 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hour music time in this hour of Good Day with a focus on the E Street Band and the Boss. This is Don't Look Back by Springsteen and the E Street Guys. Member of the E Street Band is Nils Lofgren, who's their guitarist. He's helped Bruce a lot, contributing to some of the songs, a great part of what is a great piece of Americana, the E Street Band. What they're doing is teaming up with a company called Reverb, marketing some of the items from his personal guitar collection, looks like. Or has he got other instruments? What else does...
I think he's got amplifiers and...
Gibson
and
stuff.
A ton of guitars, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Maybe some bases, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Two Fender twin amplifiers used on stage with Springsteen. Some processors, a lot of stuff that would be something like Bob Decay, who works with us, would want to buy. Would the average person want to have this? Probably not to use, but to have as an artifact, maybe?
A doorstop, maybe?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you know, family member of the show, Rich McFadden, he would probably love all this stuff.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, right. Yeah. So the story of Nils Lofgren. Most people love his name. He's been with the E Street Band since 84. He launched the sale after evaluating his massive collection, and he thinks he can unload some of the stuff that would be better appreciated by fans and maybe even some other musicians. He said, quote, "My 49th year on the road professionally, I find myself with a massive amount of great instruments and gear that I've acquired to put to good use. I've had the idea for a while to get the gear that's sitting idle into the hands of musicians who would use it as I once did. I continue to donate gear to local school programs, friends, charities, that sort of thing. But the overall accumulation of all this gear remains enormous, and I want to get them into the hands of musicians that'll play them or people who may value them as a piece of my musical history. I'm optimistic that the musical discovery and excitement that each piece once gifted me will be a new adventure for someone who gets them, and I take comfort in that. So says Nils Lofgren, who's selling all of this stuff. I would have thought once, I mean, they'd have a hard time doing that with Willie Nelson, because he's got one guitar and he's got holes in it.
That's right.
And be by the end of that. All right. So let's see here what we've got here in terms of something that makes sense. This is news about Tom Petty and Mumford and Sons as they get into the Arroyo. Is that how you pronounce this? Arroyo Seco weekend? Remember this from last year. We talked about this. This festival, it's a Coachella kind of thing, is it not? In June? Pasadena, Jennifer?
I think this is relatively new. But yeah, it's like a mini Coachella, where it's more of a concert type deal, but an all-day thing.
Yeah. So the festival this year has Jeff Goldblum, the actor, and he brings his jazz band along with
him. Jazz
band? I didn't know
that.
I didn't realize he had a band.
He's actually, I've seen him play on TV sometimes when he's a late night guest. They'll have him just sit and play piano. He's
really?
A really fabulous jazz pianist. Yeah.
So tickets,
you know, who else
Arroyo
is great
Seco.
Is Steve Martin. Have you ever seen Steve Martin?
Yeah,
he's
so awesome.
Incredible. Yeah. Watching him play the banjo, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. So admission is $125. And they go, tickets go on sale next week. There we go. That's good. 28 after.
Dog psychology. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. It's no secret that petting a dog reduces blood pressure and that having a dog around can significantly reduce stress. But I wonder if you knew that even just observing a dog can be pretty healthy for you to do. Because as you watch dogs, you will find that they don't seem to fret too much about the past or future, but instead are fully present in the moment. The psychology of the dog is to live in the now, even effortlessly. I mean, can you imagine a dog saying to himself, I just got to let the past go, and I just got to quit sweating the future. I just need to be more present. I mean, that would be kind of weird if we found out that dogs wrestle with their self-talk like we do. So, dog psychology is to live in the present. And guess what? Human psychology could learn a lot from that. For more wisdom from all species, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Conversation mode, 34 after the hour, the DJV experience, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. What a great day. Things are happening. The rumors abound that Hillary Clinton, or somebody whose last name is Clinton, is going to run for office. There was a poll that was done. I don't know whether it was earlier this week. Victoria, you're a New Yorker, so you have the inside scoop. Hillary against blah Blasio, who is the most unpopular mayor in recent history. And when you think about it, I was having dinner with a friend of mine last night, and we were talking about these sorts of things. And he and I both were sort of chuckling about why anybody would want to run for mayor after Bloomberg, who is the most successful mayor in the history of New York City. How do you fill that gap? And so you put in a clown like blah Blasio, and he has one term, and you know, send him down the river on a barge, and that's the end of him. And you run somebody like Hillary Clinton or someone else. So anyway, this poll that suggests that Hillary could beat Blah Blasio easily. Is that just speculation, information?
Well, anyone could beat him right now. I mean,
yeah, no one likes him, right?
Well, see, this is the thing. People, as a New Yorker, I mean, no one talks about him. He's just there. I think that we're used to having a mayor that, you know, is sort of in the dialogue of the city. And
actually working.
Yeah, I mean, and de Blasio, no one hates him, but he's just sort of... He's Blah Blasio.
That's why I call him Blah Blasio.
It's a really good thing to call him. He's just there. He's an afterthought. Like no one talks about him. No one thinks about him until you see him, you know, on a press conference about snow coming, and it's like, okay. I mean, he's just. I don't know. And no one talks about him anymore, really. I don't think he's not unpopular in terms of, like, people don't say, oh, there's something really wrong with what he's doing. No one has a real opinion about him. So I think he's just going to kind of come and go, and that'll be the end of it. I don't think Hillary's going to run. I think she'd be... I don't know why she'd even want to. These rumors don't make any sense to me. Why would she want to be mayor of New York City?
Well, remember the rumors were out just a couple of weeks ago, or maybe even a month ago, that she was thinking about running for mayor, and she said no, no, no. Well, now they're back again for some reason, and I'm almost thinking it's being conflated, because there are rumors that Chelsea's actually the one that's going to run, that she's going to run for Senate. When her seat is up, because she's thinking about running for president apparently in 2020, and so then Chelsea would try to run for that seat. But it doesn't make a lot of sense that Hillary would risk losing again. I mean, clearly she probably could win the mayor's race in New York, but what if she doesn't? I mean, they thought she was going to win the presidency, and then you have three crushing defeats against Barack Obama, Donald Trump, and Bill de Blasio. I mean, it just doesn't seem like you'd want to put yourself up for that.
Yeah, but Blasio's not getting anywhere. It doesn't even matter, though.
That's what people said about Trump. You just never know.
Yeah, there's a wild card.
We were all shocked. Yeah. I know.
Well, but then there's the business about Chelsea and how likable she is. And then I'm wafting back to thinking of her. She was a kid in the White House. I can remember when Bill got himself into trouble and how angry Chelsea was with him. And when they were walking, they left church the weekend after the first allegations. They went to that church across the common from the White House. And Bill reached out to grab Hillary's hand and Chelsea's hand, and both of them withdrew their hands. Mm-hmm. That's an amazing piece of video to watch. But Chelsea didn't speak to her father for 6 months. She was so angry at him, and with good reason. I mean, why? But then, you know, this sort of pairing of the parents back together again and whatever. I think she's always been very likable. But to think of, you saw her grow up in the White House, and to think of her as being of age now to run for the Senate is really kind of an interesting flash in your mind. It is in mine anyway, when I think about it. But it's all becomes part of the game, the political game. Who's running next?
I wouldn't be surprised if when her kids get a little bit older, if Ivanka doesn't get into politics.
Well, there's been a lot of speculation about Michelle Obama running for the Senate in Illinois.
That's wishful thinking. There's no way Michelle Obama wants anything to do with politics.
How do you know that?
I don't think there's anything. I just think that it's a gut instinct. I just think that she was happy to leave the White House and leave it behind. I think she's done.
We're not betting people around the show, but I'd put a nickel out there, Victoria, that when we have this conversation again in 4 more years, that the pressure is on. You see, people like to say that they're not going to run so that people beg them to run.
I don't think, really. All right, well, I'll still stand by it. I think that
only because I think her husband is very, he has no intention of going away, and that Michelle Obama could be a vehicle for him to regain or reassert the power that maybe he feels like he lost during the last election.
Hmm.
Well, I don't think that he feels like he lost power. I mean, it's
well,
eight
he's
years
setting
are
up.
Up.
Yeah, but he's setting up an operation in his home with Valerie Jarrett.
There's a lot of people who were speculating.
Valerie Jarrett moved into his home.
Maybe he likes her.
Okay.
I don't.
She got her own bedroom.
He has a lot of things that he wants. I mean, he's siding up with.
He's an organizer. That's what he does. He's an organizer.
Yeah, and he's. I mean, he's working on climate change with the Pope. So I mean, there's a lot of stuff, and his Obama Foundation is just getting started.
He and his wife got a check for $60 million last Friday to write 2 books. So that's where you spend your time at the moment. And what happens after that, speculative or not, it's nice. It's fun to speculate.
Yeah.
But it becomes a game.
I just think there's more that they feel that they can accomplish in the private sector than they could by going through those channels, you know, again, running for public office.
You got a pretty good start on things. If you do like some people, invest your money in Apple, you can do pretty well. Take that $60 million and put it into Apple stock. You'll be all set there.
Right.
Have a nice life.
Right, I mean, look at the things that Bill Gates has been able to accomplish with his foundation. I mean, he didn't have to run for office, you know. I mean, there's so many things, and I think Obama's heading in that direction. I think he's done with politics.
I think we all can speculate till the cows come home, and we'll be surprised at what actually happens as these people chart their course for the future. It all depends on what happens. If Trump is successful, they have to do another take. What do we do then? And so Jimmy Carter's the best example, I think, and George Bush to a point. They just sort of waft away.
Yeah.
And do what
that's
it is.
That's what I would think you'd want to do. By the time you get to be president, you have to deal with 4 years for Jimmy Carter. You have to deal with all that. Wouldn't you just want to, like, go on vacation and paint? I mean, I understand why George Bush wants to paint. You have some serious stress dealings to handle.
B-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at the, excuse me.
I've got the frogs today, too, Doug. It must be all that beautiful spring weather that we're breathing
out
here.
Yeah, we have these, what do they call the flowers that are out at this time? They have that great fragrance I love at this time of year. What are those flowers, the white flowers that have that great fragrance?
Wait, jasmine?
Are we talking about the pear tree, the Bradford pear trees?
No.
Okay,
no,
I was going to say, if you think that's a great scent, then...
No.
All
right, so let's get to the sports desk. Biff and Biff, the women's hockey team boycotting the World Championships. Why would that be the case? Why are the... I'm looking at the other women's teams, but why the hockey team? And how good are they? I haven't paid much attention. Who's been paying attention to... the women's hockey, there must be some hefty players here. You know what it takes in terms of starts to play hockey and women's hockey, men's hockey?
Right, but women's hockey, they don't, you know, check as much as men's hockey.
Right.
So it's not
quite as physical.
It's really more of an agility game, you know, with just
skating. Endurance.
Oh, yeah.
The endurance to go into it's crazy.
All right, so what's going on? Who knows the story?
Well, USA, the women's USA hockey team is number one. They're number one in the world. And the reason that they're boycotting right now is because they're not being paid the same that the men's team is. And they're basically... Yeah, I mean, and they're just saying, like, look, you know, we're walking away from defending our title, but we have to stand up for ourselves. And, you know, and they basically said yesterday in a statement, we feel like we've been pushed into a corner and it's come to it. It's a difficult decision. It's emotional, but we have to stop being treated like an afterthought. And they said to gain progress, we have to stand up for what's right and what we deserve. Basically, they get paid $1,000 a month for a 6-month period every Olympic year. And that's it. Huh? And then the other 3.5 years, they don't get any money. They all have, you know, second and third jobs as IT workers, coaches, personal trainers, things like that. And so the captain of the team said, if you're at the pinnacle of your sport, which USA women's hockey is, you should be able to make a living wage doing it. And we should be able to, you know, not have to hold second and third jobs. The men's team, they don't have to. And so they're proposing a new dollar amount to USA hockey. They didn't say what it was, but it's not anything like what some of the men get in the $2 million range. It's nothing like that. So they get $750 to $2,000 a month while they're playing in the Olympics, and travel and food's covered. But even then, the women's team said they don't get treated. They're not in the nice hotels that the men are in. The food isn't as good. I mean, everything is sort of second-class citizens, and they're fed up with it.
Well,
now
there are the people that will come back where the argument is, well, not many people watch these games. They're not as interested, so they don't deserve the same pay.
But you know, during the Olympics, though, they do have a big audience during the Winter Olympics for women's
hockey.
I'm
just telling you what some people will just, they'll try
to
justify
it with
that.
That the viewership is different, right?
Yeah, right. All right, so that brings me around to something that's going on. This is a continuing argument. You'd think we'd mature enough to fix things like this, as they have in other countries. Iceland is not always on the top of everybody's list as being progressive, but I think it's interesting to note that in terms of this issue, they're the first country to make employers prove they offer equal pay regardless of gender, sexuality, nationality, that sort of thing. And this will be stuff that'll spread. It'll take a while, a trickle-down effect. But the government of Iceland says it'll introduce legislation later on this month requiring all employers in that country with more than 25 people on the staff to get certification to prove they give equal pay for equal work. There are some states in our country, I think Minnesota is one of them, that have the same sort of policy, but there are no other countries that have that policy. The population up there is pretty small, 330,000 people for the whole country, but they want to eradicate the gender pay gap in the next 5 or 6 years.
And I think it's larger in Iceland, isn't it, than it is in America?
The pay gap?
The pay gap, yeah.
Well, it's larger most everywhere. I mean, you go to South America, the pay gap is outrageous. I mean, we're talking about, and kids, I mean, there's such what is the word I'm looking for? It's not sexual, it's sexism. Sexism in pay. It's kind of like the same business with whites versus blacks or other ethnicities, that kind of stuff. And when do we grow up enough to learn that everybody has a value? And although I'm not one who likes minimum wage, I am absolutely adamant about people who do the same job getting the same pay. I don't care what your color is, what your sex is. If you're able to do the same job that somebody else is, who the hell, how do you even try to get away with taking away from someone because of their sexuality or the color of their skin? So it's time we grow up, and I think that the people in Iceland have an interesting slant on this. It's good. Somebody's got to start it, so why not it be them? All right, so anybody got anything else on that one?
No, I'm with you.
I said it all.
Yeah, I mean, how do we argue with that?
Can't do it. It's 48 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face, because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6% year over year. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. In fact, you could take cash out to consolidate debt. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. Did you know that the Amazon region produces 20% of the world's breathable oxygen? The Amazon rainforest is one of the world's most vital life support systems. From its role as the world's largest watershed to the fact that its trees act as the lungs of the earth, people need Amazonia to thrive. Every year, an estimated 3.7 million acres of the Amazon disappear due to deforestation. But there is something you can do to help. SC Johnson is joining forces with Conservation International to stop this trend one acre at a time. Protecting an acre of tropical forest costs just $25. And for every acre saved by you, SC Johnson will double donations to save a total of 10,000 acres. Join us by protecting one acre of land for $25. And together, we can help make a positive impact for future generations. For more information about the Acre for Acre Match and to view the new Conservation International VR film Under the Canopy, visit conservation.org/canopy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After the hour now, don't want to steal any more time from you without accommodating your brain with intelligent information. It's Tech Talk time. Victoria's going to update you on Twitter getting hacked again. Uh-oh, Twitter. I mean, well, it's important for you to know that this portion of the program is brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter.com who have made a deal with us. We promote them, and they reward you as listeners by giving you the services of ZipRecruiter free. How about that for a deal? You got it? You're hiring? You want to post your job? You obviously want the best candidates. Why would you? No, I don't really want the best candidates. Just give me some lousy guy that I can fire after a month or two so I can go through this whole process over and over and over again. How many of you do that? You hire the wrong person? Scratch your head. Why not hire that person? Well, you need some help. And ZipRecruiter.com is there to help you out. The average small business in our country employs, the average company employs 75 people. That's the backbone of our country. Companies that employ about 75 people. And they really love ZipRecruiter.com. You will too if you're looking for candidates that really rate high and will make it easier for you to hire the right person fast and to make sure they stay with you. Then you need the services of ZipRecruiter. Get it free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. This is the best. You know, there are lots of competitors out there, but these people really have got it figured out. All right? So I've explained it as easily and well as I can. ZipRecruiter.com/DJB to use their facilities free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so what's the story with this hack, Victoria?
Well, yesterday morning, several high-profile Twitter accounts were compromised, and they were once they were hacked, they started displaying swastikas. So, of course, people were upset by that.
There was a radio station. The same thing happened. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, there was a station, I think it was in Texas somewhere. This one was in Florida. It has a certain type of satellite communication, and they're hacking into it, and they
That's right.
For 18 minutes on the air, it was F. Trump, F. Trump, F. Trump,
oh, jeez.
It's not F. Troop, ladies and gentlemen. Okay,
BBC,
so what else
BBC North America's Twitter account, Amnesty International, and the European Parliament were just a few amongst the high-profile accounts that were hacked. And it turns out that the way they were hacked is because they had third-party apps. So someone was able to go through sort of a back door in order to gain access. This is a good lesson for everyone who's on Twitter. You should always go in periodically and just make sure that you know and still approve of third-party apps that have permission to access your Twitter account. For instance, if you use Instagram and you post a picture on Instagram and then you give Instagram permission to post it for you on Twitter, that would be a third-party app. And so Facebook, same thing. When you go through in your settings and privacy area of Twitter, it's good to just sort of make sure that everybody that you have listed there is still an app that you use and an app that you trust. And if it's something you haven't used in a while, it would be best to get rid of it because security isn't always kept up on a lot of those apps. There are so many apps out there, and it's so expensive to keep up with security, and a lot of companies don't. So that's how this hack happened. So protect yourself.
So, do you know what a telegram is?
A telegram?
No, from not like a. There's a messaging app called Telegram that is new, and it's not used in our country much. It's used in the Middle East. Hmm. A matter of fact, it's the number one app in Iran. The government shut it down this week. There were 20-some-odd million Iranians. You remember, I've told you this any number of times, and I'm not the only one who says it, but I underscore it because the government of Iran is about as popular as ours is, and the millennials, especially over there, are getting really restless, so they're trying to hammer down on them. Twitter and Facebook are illegal in Iran, but somebody was smart enough to start something called Telegram that was all about political expression. And they have now this week found out, the government has found out, the Ayatollahs found out, and they're trying to shut it down, but they're not, they have a hard time doing it because, you know, these people want to know what's going on. They want to have a say. They supposedly have representative government, which they really don't. And the government says it's a matter of national security. Yeah, no, it's a matter of their security because people are figuring out what's going on and they want to boot them out of there. And so there's censorship galore over there, but I thought it was interesting because somebody came up with a messaging app. It's called Telegram, and I don't know what you can find out about it here, but I just say support them, hip hip hooray for them, good for them. Let's get rid of those bums over there. Maybe we should use a little bit here. 59 past the.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.